that we really have more internal power to choose. For instance, take a terrorist. What motivates the terrorist? Usually?
Cause.
Which you'd put up here as? Spiritual. Meaning. And are they willing to even become martyrs for the cause?
Yes.
And how do they use their minds? Create ways to make that cause happen, see? So they're very creative. What about the social? What happens? What satisfies them?
Surrounded by people of the same cause.
Surrounded by people. They are so close-knit, so bonded by that cause. They are so loyal to each other. And essentially eclipse the physical need, the economic need. We have the power. We have a lot more freedom inside these needs than a lot of people have supposed. Okay, but let's go on. We're going back now in our analysis. If you use the carrot and the stick, what could we call that approach to management?
Authoritarian.
Because the person who hires, who wields the carrot and stick, who says this is what I want you to do, directs and controls everything. Now, science teaches you a great deal about efficiency and technologies and things. And if you can bring the study of efficiency and combine it together with authoritarian control, you have the dominant management style, management paradigm, you could say, even, in the world from the beginning. And probably the second and third world is still as the dominant one. Why? Where are people?
Surviving.
See what I mean? So they'll use all their needs to survive. And even in affluent, industrialized, civilized nations of the first world, I suggest that is also a very strong, pragmatic paradigm. The more affluent they are, and the more democratic the society it is, and the more safety nets there are to people, and the more you have an educated people, now what's happening? It starts tapping into other kinds of needs and capacities.
Arnold Toynbee once said, "You can summarize all of history in a simple little formula, challenge-response. When the response is equal to the challenge, you have success. As soon as the challenge changes and you apply the old response, it equals failure." In other words, nothing fails like success. I think what's happened is that the management paradigms have been responses to the challenges that have been existing in the world. The authoritarian paradigm has dominated most of the world from the beginning. And it works. Why? Because people are struggling for survival. And so if you wield the carrot and the stick, they'll respond to it. But that's only one part of their nature. You can buy a person's hand, but not their heart. You can buy their back, but not their mind. Those have to be volunteered. That's why it's important to treat your people as volunteers, just like you treat customers as volunteers.